would say, and after I come through all these, I'll kind of mark how many I believe you should definitely have in your business versus could work on. A freebie funnel definitely is number one. So the point of the freebie funnel is to drive traffic. But from a freebie funnel, you're really just having it opt into your newsletter. It's like a fancy way of saying newsletter without saying newsletter, right? Because people kind of get thrown off. In a world where female entrepreneurs are striving to defy the odds, we are here to share real conversion-producing marketing strategies that make a difference. Our mission? To help you, the passionate female entrepreneur, rise above the status quo and achieve the million-dollar dream. On She Converts, every episode is a treasure trove of actionable marketing strategies that you can implement right into your business. Whether you're seeking insight into website optimization, brand positioning, creating a sellable offer suite, content creation, or anything else related to scaling your business, we've got you covered. Dive deep with us as we share stories, unveil tactics, and craft a journey for women in business to thrive. Together, let's challenge the norm, smash barriers, and rewrite the narrative. This is She Converts, where we equip you with strategies to change the game. Let's change it together. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode here at She Converts. So the whole point of this podcast, this movement, this business is She Converts business, marketing. Any effort that you do as a female business owner, learn to convert, right? Higher conversions equals more sales equals more success. So today's podcast, we are actually going to be talking about ways to streamline your business operations. I'm super excited about this because definitely something I'm most passionate in is streamlining your business. I think nowadays, with the help of technology, the help of AI, we have a lot of opportunities out there to automate 80 to 90% of our business operations. And imagine what that could do for your business and just your time as a business owner. If you know that you have 80 to 90% of your business streamlined, right? And maybe only make a few tweaks here and there based off of how things are converting, wouldn't that be huge, right? Wouldn't that be super huge for your business and for your time? So let us get started. I'm going to look at my notes really quick, but let's just kind of dive into it. So streamlining businesses, I would say, is what 90% of our clients come to us for. So at She Converts, the agency, we essentially specialize in helping female business owners streamline their business and then market. Because if you have an automated business and you have systems set up that can withstand a lot of traffic, obviously all you need to do is push marketing efforts into your business, increase that traffic level. You know what the conversions look like. So then obviously that means more sales, right? But there are many ways to set up your business. I'm going to take our example of who we work the most with, our clients, and I would say like pretty much the most systems that we have been building. Now, I know I'm probably going to get this question is after I draw all this stuff and kind of explain, you know, what programmer is the best for my business. Definitely something you can ask me, send me a DM. You can send us an email, hello@sheconvertsmarketing.com. I'd be happy to answer these questions for you because like most questions, it really depends on, I would say, like the size of your business and what your goals with your business are. It also depends on how much of a CRM system is needed for your business. So if you are more in the one-on-one service based industry, then a CRM is very, very, very important because you really want to track the user history from start to finish. So from, you know, first noticing you as a person to becoming a client, you really want to track all of the clicks people are making, where they're landing, where their eyeballs are at. So then that way you can figure out what funnels have like kind of pushed them to get on a call with you and or buy your services. If you are more in the e-commerce side and or just digital course creation side, a traditional CRM isn't as important. E-com is kind of totally different on its side because there's tons of programmers specific for e-com. And while they do act like a CRM. It's not a traditional CRM like a SaaS company would use, or a high ticket agency or service-based provider. So there's tons. I would say if you're e-commerce, right from the back, Shopify is, I think, the best platform for e-com companies. But we don't deal with as many e-com companies as we do service-based companies. So for those who just have a digital business with memberships and stuff like that, you don't necessarily need as intensive a system as a CRM system, like Go High Level. So that's typically my top CRM system. Of course, a lot of people use Salesforce, but you have to definitely need the need to use Salesforce because it's a pretty tech driven and confusing platform. I love Go High Level because I think it's still fairly easy as a CRM and it's a one-stop shop, so you can have everything. In fact, we just moved the agency from DropFunnels to Go High Level. But if you don't need a CRM that much, or it's not like top of mind for you, then I still love DropFunnels, DropFunnels. I will link it in the show notes too, but I've always loved DropFunnels. I think it's super, super easy to build off of. You still get all the funnels, you get online courses, you can add media and stuff like that to it. You can connect to any email programmer. It's very, very affordable, super easy to use, and the design capabilities are top notch. So I still like DropFunnels. I know a couple other ones out there that we still build in and out of for our clients. ClickFunnels, Kajabi. We do Kartra. That's a decent amount. Of course, WordPress. And then Go High Level, Teachable, Thinkific. You know, we've done quite a lot. So you can even build a lot of stuff out in Infusionsoft, which is, I think, now Keep. So anyways, tons of different programmers. If you can give me more specifics on what your business is looking for, I can definitely tell you the programmer that I would recommend. So just wanted to answer that now. So let's move forward. So I think traditionally, well, I shouldn't say traditionally, because the amount of times I ask this question and people say I don't have one, it always amazes me. But I think traditionally, companies start with a website. Actually, let me, I'm going to move this over more because I'm going to kind of put that website as like main focus. So your website is kind of like an indirect sales funnel, because direct sales funnels are more direct to purchase or opt-in. So your website and having a website obviously is very crucial. Do you absolutely need a website? Not necessarily. You can definitely build your business through just having a sales page. However, a website is really good to just build that brand reputation. You know, websites are good for SEO, good to get them ranked on Google. You can set up a Google My Business and accept reviews. Again, that's kind of more important for e-com, but you can still do it as a service-based business. You can drive organic traffic to your website for sure. So a website is definitely still important to have. I would never not say don't have a website. I'm just saying some of our clients, depending on the packages that they choose to work with us, include websites and don't include websites. So the ones that don't, we've definitely set a sales page as the main website before. And it's not like the end of the world, but I just think a website is good for brand reputation, because people typically, they want to look you up. It's good to have blog articles going out like once a month just to keep fresh content. Again, it helps with ranking, all that kind of stuff. However, I think a lot of people get confused because they kind of think websites are part of streamlining their business. However, think of a website as kind of just like a digital business card. Once your website is set, you do want to and can drive traffic, but it's really just SEO based. So you're really just focusing on getting it as highly ranked as physically possible, but you don't really need to spend tons and tons of effort around that. And I say that because you have direct funnels, and those are the ones that you should be definitely paying attention to. And I just say this because unless you're going to spend thousands of dollars to get your website highly ranked, as in the first three search sections of first page of Google, you have to spend a lot of money to do that, then I think you can get more sales and conversions out of direct marketing funnels. Now, all you SEO gurus out there probably are not going to like this episode because you would 100% disagree with me because you would say SEO is king. I just think in this day and age, you can do so much more with a direct sales page. People's attention span is so much shorter. I think a website can be too busy. There's too many options for people to choose from. And it can definitely overwhelm someone versus having a direct sales page is written to be and designed to essentially go after exactly what they want when they want it. So that conversion rate and keeping their attention is a lot higher than just driving traffic to a website. So from the website, you would have funnels. And you have emails, right? So even though your website's set up, doesn't mean that you have to drive traffic to it. Through your website programmer, your funnel programmer, you would create direct sales funnels. So I'm going to say direct here. And the direct pages then lead to different emails, right? So I'm just going to voice out, but also draw out the type of direct funnels that we typically build and that you, I'm sure, see all the time. Because as I explain each one, you're gonna be like, oh, I've seen ads on that. I've opted in for that. Maybe I have that for my business. So we're going to start from the beginning, which essentially is a freebie. So I would say, and after I come through all these, I'll kind of mark how many I believe you should definitely have in your business versus could work on. A freebie funnel definitely is number one. So the point of the freebie funnel is to drive traffic. But from a freebie funnel, you're really just having it opt into your newsletter. It's like a fancy way of saying newsletter without saying newsletter, right? Because people kind of get thrown off. But essentially a freebie funnel is just growing your newsletter. typically with these, you're gonna give them something like a download, a freebie, a PDF, a checklist, a one pager, something like that. But really the main point of that is to grow your newsletter. And from there, you typically have a 3-day nurture sequence. Email sequence. And I think that's important to have because it's not a pushy sequence. It's just kind of letting people know like, hey, thanks for signing up for this. Because you did so, you're now going to receive weekly newsletters, monthly newsletters, however you have it set up. But in the meantime, here's some other things I think you'll enjoy. You can link blog articles, you can link podcast episodes, or you can say like, here's more, learn more about me and my business. You can also share client feedback and testimonials within these 3-day nurture sequences. You can share like your favorite X, Y, and Z. So it's really just to create that like, know, and trust as people opt in for a freebie. Now, a little fun fact, and I'll do a whole episode on funnel conversions down the road, but typically freebie funnels, I say are number one because emails are king. Traffic is very important. And the fastest way to get people to opt in is to ask them to do it for free, of course, right? So in order to drive traffic, test your audience groups and get emails, a freebie funnel is definitely the best way to do that, for sure. However, it has the lowest conversion rate to upsell other products compared to the others. Because you're asking people to do something for free, don't expect them to pay as much attention to what you're offering and or pay much attention to your business in general because, you know, it's something for free. They might set and forget type of deal. But definitely a funnel that you need. So from our freebie funnels, we normally then build what we call tiny offers. I'm going to say funnel or funnels because we typically, I mean, I would say most of our clients have like, I'd say 3 to 6 tiny offer funnels. And again, the point of this is to grow your email list, but because they're coming through a paid product, they are going to pay a little bit more attention to your business. You know, as most people say, 60% of people that purchase, they will come back and purchase again, assuming obviously the product or service that you're giving them is good. So that's why we like to run tiny offer funnels because it does create a little higher quality type of person coming through your pipeline. The conversion to upsell is still fairly low. However, it does create a little higher quality person. They are going to pay a little bit more attention to what they just purchased, right? And because of that, the likelihood of them purchasing other things from you is a lot higher than coming through a freebie funnel, okay? So with these tiny offer funnels, they are, while the point of that is to grow your newsletter through paid, you typically still, this is when we start to have like our 7-day sequences drip through. Because the minute someone pays for something, and because we know they are going to pay a little bit more attention and upsell a little bit easier, we go straight to an email sequence, about a 7 to 10 day email sequence. Again, the first three of those. So we kind of take the 3-day nurture sequence and then we add on to that. So we do like the 3-day, then we add 4 to 6 emails on top of that. So we're still capturing that nurture to create that like, know, and trust. And then we go into the pitch, and that pitch is upselling them something. Now, we don't 100% go to upsell high price point, a high ticket item. So from there, we typically are going to like a medium price point item. So I'm going to say medium. Or we also go to trainings like mastermind, webinar, masterclass, a challenge, a workshop, something like that. And again, it's really about all nurturing. So all of these funnels, though, have the same, not the same, but the same length of email, 7 to 10 day, but just written a little bit differently to obviously capture what they just purchased or signed up for and then upsell them from there. So from here, we then go into a lot of the high ticket funnels. So you have like call booking, you have VSLs, which I'll explain in a second. And then application, and then your one-on-one offer. So as you can see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like 7 to 8. Because these two can kind of, the call booking and the application can kind of be fairly similar. When you come after here, you're essentially then focusing on your high ticket items. So these 4 high ticket, and then you have, I would say these 2 are medium, and then these 2 are low to free. So as you can see, I'm creating essentially 3 tiers of funnels. We have our low freebie funnel. We have our medium price point. And then we have our high ticket. Okay. And the point of all of this, they do all essentially connect. So all of these do get variations of their own email sequences. Now, some of them are definitely more direct to sale than others, depending on how people have opted in. Also, a VSL stands for video sales letter, if you don't know what that stands for, but that's essentially anywhere from a minute to 20 minute presentation, but it's more direct to your offer. So it's different than a webinar, because a webinar is more heavy on training first and then presenting an offer. A VSL is a video sales letter. So think of like a sales page in video form. That's kind of what a VSL is. So anyways, as you go to streamline your business, these are the different types of funnels that you'll be looking at. And what's really cool is when you have a CRM system in place, you can track. So I'm gonna do X, Y, and Z. So you can track X, Y, and Z coming through as leads to your low and freebie. You can track their user history. It's pretty cool. You'll be able to see like maybe client X came through and then they purchased, you know, they came through a freebie, they got upsold into a tiny offer, then they purchased your medium price point and they haven't done your high ticket yet. Maybe Y came through at a tiny offer and maybe they went straight to your high ticket. Or maybe Z came through and they did like a webinar after they opted in originally, and then from the webinar they went straight to your high ticket. Or maybe you have A who goes straight to your high ticket because they saw an ad that went to an application funnel, and then they got on a call with you and you sold them into your high ticket. So all of these are different ways to streamline your business. Obviously, as you can see, it can get pretty hectic. And this is why I think most people get very overwhelmed with growing a digital business, because I'm going to erase this really quick. So hold on 1 second. Oops. Okay. Because if we come back to most business owners, typically all they have is a website. But then when you ask them, or when we ask them, how are you collecting emails? What are you doing after that? Where are you driving traffic to after you post social media? Where does that traffic go to? What are the conversion rates look like? If everyone just keeps saying your website. Now, typically a website has a homepage. It has an about page, it has a services page, it has a shop page, it has a podcast page, it has a contact us, right? And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Okay, for a second. Am I still, okay, sorry. We had a little bit of a glitch. Okay, we're still good. So I think a lot of people assume a website is the only way to streamline your business, but it's really not, because if you're coming cold out of the blue and you're given all these different options, it's going to be very overwhelming and you're not going to convert as well. Versus if you see a social media post, right? This is a reel. And you're saying, DM me the word save. And then that DM goes into an automated chat. Oops. And then that from that automated chat, you go into a direct page, right? Your conversion rates, as well as your attention span rates or attention rates from this user are going to be a lot higher, because this user saw you doing some reel, right? You called out a pain point. They liked that enough to take action on what you said in the caption for them to do. So they are coming to you with a direct purpose. Why would you then push them into a website when they're just going to get overwhelmed? Because then you're not giving them the solution to what they just said that they wanted, right? Because when someone sees social media or an ad and they take action on that, I mean, if you're running your social content correctly or your paid ads correctly, this content is very specific to a pain point and then the solution that you solve, right? That's what marketing is. And when you then ask someone to take action based off of what you just posted and you send them to just a general website, they're going to look at that and be like, what do I do from here? Right? And then that's where your conversion rates are going to be really, really low. They might sign up for your newsletter, but that's not what they actually want from you. Right? So for example, let me put this in real terms. I do a reel on digital marketing services. My pain point to all of you listening, and this is legit stuff that I do all the time, is you keep sitting on your online course, right? Because we mainly work with coaches and consultants who have one-on-one programs but have been wanting to launch and scale an online course. So I do a reel about how you are just sitting on your butt, not doing anything, taking action, but have been talking about launching an online course for the past 3 years. You haven't done anything about it because creating a course and all the technology needed behind it is super, super, super intimidating to you, right? So then I go into, screw the intimidation. What if all I needed was you to shoot videos that I script for you and we take care of the rest and we build out your entire course in 30 days or less? We get it done. We get it launched in 30 days or less. Something that you've been sitting on for 3 years, we can get it done in 30 days or less and finally launch it so that you can create more income for your business and live a little bit more of that freedom lifestyle. That sounds pretty good, right? And also caveat, if any of you are listening to that thinking like, yeah, that's me, then definitely send me a DM. And see what I just did there. So call to action is DM me the word course. And I get tons of people that DM me the word course. And then either through an automated chat or just through me messaging them, I give them a funnel to book a call. That book a call funnel, that converts at 20% plus, right? And then from booking a call, they get on my calendar. If that's a 20% sales rate, and I know these numbers, right? Then for every 5 people, that equals 1 sale. And for us, that's $10,000. That's huge, right? Versus like so through streamlining your business, you know point A, point B, and point C. You know all 3 metrics, the exact conversion rates, when you're going to hit that 10K and how often. And then all you have to do is just drive traffic. And it comes back to that. But that's the importance of streamlining your business. And that is the importance of having specific direct funnels in place in order to correctly streamline your business. Instead of just me saying, hey, you want to build a course, that whole spiel. And then I say, go to my website to learn more. But what am I going to do? Like, I am interested in getting a course built from you. But when I land on your website, what am I supposed to do? Like, opt in for your newsletter, book a call. Like, I don't know what to do. And then I'm going to leave. And that's pretty much what most of your clients are thinking. So I want you all to start thinking about, in order to streamline my business, I need to create more direct sales pages so that I can directly move my audience from point A to point C, and I know the exact conversion rates of this entire pipeline. Once you're able to do that, you're definitely able to create an 80 to 90% automated business. And I say 80 to 90 because it really just depends on those sales calls that you take. For the most part, our business is completely automated. Our closers will get on sales calls and they don't deal anything with moving traffic or booking their own calendars. We run ads to specific pages with specific marketing copy that goes to booking a calendar or watching a video. From there, they book straight onto our closers' calendars. And our closers know who is coming on call with them because of a specific application that we give everyone. So they know from the get-go whether or not to take the call or not, or cancel the call based off their application, and whether or not they feel like it will be worth their time, because they will be able to close the client and then they'll be able to come and join our business. I don't do anything other than run traffic. That's it. Right? I get notifications on my phone when new clients are onboarded. They pick their own calendar. This entire funnel for us is completely streamlined. I have no idea who my closers are talking to until they become a client. And then I know exactly who they talk to, what they talk to them about, and why they decided to work with us, and the next steps from there. And then I get on a call with them and take it from there. That's pretty impressive, right? It's like wiping your hands clean. The only thing I have to worry about is driving traffic and the right type of traffic into our funnel. So that's the power of automation and streamlining your business. There's a million different ways to do that. Obviously, this case scenario is more for a call booking. So if you're in a one-on-one consultant, or you have like a one-on-one service-based program, I'll give you some other scenarios. So if you are just selling an online course, you typically will run a freebie funnel, like opt-in, webinar, masterclass, workshop. So you're typically running all of these different types of funnels, 4 to 5 funnels. And then I would say a tiny offer. And then from here, you could create a tripwire funnel, which is essentially saying they come through here, then they go like step 1, step 2, step 3, or step 1, step 2, step 3. But either way, they're going to get like a page of everything to upsell your course. So they get this, and then from there, they get a sales page into your course. And all of this is set up. Obviously, you have associated emails that go with that to help the conversion rates. But guess what? Once you have this all set up, you have your course over here You have your traffic ad or image or social media post over here. You have the funnel steps that they go through, and then they buy the course. And guess what? You don't have to do anything in between here. You'll get notifications when payment comes through. All you have to focus is driving traffic. That's it. You just have to drive traffic. Think how much time you just spent. If you didn't have to worry about emails and where my people are coming from and all this kind of stuff, you have the exact funnel set up correctly for your business. You have the right email set up for your business. It's completely streamlined, 80, 90% automation, and you just get notifications when money comes into your bank account and you spend either time or money to drive traffic to your funnels. That, my friends, is the power of having a very streamlined business. It is something that I am super passionate in and would absolutely love to help. So from that, obviously, if you want to speak with us, there's a couple ways to reach out. You could do hello@sheconvertsmarketing.com. You can go to either of our IG pages, which is Carolyn Lewis Consulting or she.converts. Those are both our IGs, and you can send us a DM. Obviously, you can look us up online. You can contact us that way. This is obviously a podcast, so my funnels are a little bit different. You can click different links in the show notes, but I know not too many people pay attention to the show notes. So I think the best way to get in contact with us directly is through IG. Just let us know that you came from our podcast, and we'd be happy to get on a call with you. But without further ado, I think that's everything that I wanted to discuss. Streamlining your business, it's definitely possible. Yes, there's a lot of work to do in the beginning, but once it's set up, you just go into an optimization phase where you're just looking at numbers and you're making sure everything is working correctly. You're not leaving any leads on the table. Once you go through that for a couple of weeks to a month, then you're set up to scale. And once you're in that scale phase, you really know how much traffic to drive to each different funnel to get what type of outcome and how much money each funnel will bring into your business. So that's that. I could literally talk about this for forever, but we are 30 minutes in, so I'm going to shut up and move on to something else. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please do not be shy. Also, make sure to leave this podcast in general a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, because obviously it helps me to know what you guys like hearing from us, whether or not you like the podcast. But when you do that, leave us a review, it helps us rank a little bit better so that we can reach more people. Obviously, it's completely free. It's just 2 minutes of your time is all that I'm asking. So anyways, I hope to see you guys on Instagram and or asking us any of the questions you have. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you later. See ya.
Thank you for listening to another episode of She Converts, Marketing with Carolyn Lewis. To help more women thrive in business, make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. To become an exclusive She Converts podcast member, check out our website at www.sheconvertsmarketing.com. Until next time, keep putting in the work and trust in yourself to grow your business. Let's beat the status quo and empower women to build their empires. Let's continue to change it together.